evening, everyone. Welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. John Kane here for the show tonight. Fred Smith is here with us. Hey, Coach.
How you doing tonight, John?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
So we got a great show for you here tonight. We're going to talk about something that normally doesn't, you know, when it comes to sports, well, in certain sections, it's mania. I can tell you that right now. We've got Steve Robinson. He is the head coach of the Siena Heights University Saints esports program. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. So we're going to talk esports now. For the people, like, I got to tell you, like me and probably like Coach Smith a little bit, you're going to have to lead us along because esports is still new to us.
Of course.
Hey, Coach, this is Coach Smith. I guess we can start off before we even talk about esports, just talk a little bit about yourself, you know, and about your background and how you got into esports, how you got to Siena, and how you got into this position.
Definitely. So, you know, I'm actually from Elkhart, Indiana. It's about 2 hours from here, from Adrian. Came to Siena Heights in 2011. Got recruited by current head coach now, Coach Cohn. He recruited me here out of Elkhart. Came here on a football scholarship. Got my major in writing. Ended up going back to Elkhart, Indiana, coaching football for a couple of years. Was a teacher as well in the school system. I then kind of began and started the esports program at the high school level there. Luckily enough to have, you know, to have a wife, two kids. We've been married for 6 years now. Kids are 10 and 5, so they're getting up there in age. I always told myself I would want to have no kids in the house by the time I'm 50 so I can enjoy the rest of it. So, you know, so that's where we are now. Was lucky enough to... A buddy of mine actually was one of the professors here and actually works in marketing now, Doug Bidno. He was a really big driving force and kind of putting a bug in my ear about the esports position when it first opened up. Then COVID hit, which was a blessing in disguise, actually, because it gave me some time to get some things squared away on my end and kind of prepare for the opportunity. Then, you know, God kind of put it in place and put it in motion, and I was able to get hired in July and get the ball rolling back home where it all started for me.
So when you were at Siena, you played football. When did you get involved in esports, Coach?
So actually, one of my buddies here, he got me into a game which is super popular. It's called League of Legends. My sophomore year here on campus, had no idea what it was, had no idea or any thoughts on computer gaming. I was an Xbox PlayStation guy. So, you know, kind of got the image of that. Graduated from here in 2015, and then the following year, 2016, I actually started to hear the rumors about Siena wanting to start an esports program. So that's when I kind of got the ball rolling for the high school level where I was at, and we actually started at the same time. So I actually brought a team up here that first year that officially started in 2018, had a team up here for the Elkhart High Elite team in Rocket League, and kind of started from there.
So you brought so how many games did you play at Elkhart?
We actually played about six. So we played the majority of the games that we have here at Siena now, and then we had one more, which was Rainbow Six. A little bit different, but a lot of the games that we had, we offer here now at Siena.
Right. So as you know, when it looks as on your roster, you got around 20 individuals on the roster.
For sure.
And so what games are the university playing? And how many teams of what do we have?
Right. So, you know, right now we have eight titles. So we're sitting at League of Legends, Overwatch, Rocket League, Hearthstone, Smash, FIFA, Madden, and then we're working on NBA 2K. So we have eight right now. We are fielding three out of those eight teams. One of the big downsides that I kind of had starting late and getting hired in July was I didn't have a ton of time to recruit. I was, you know, getting hired in July, school starting in August. I had about 4 weeks to kind of get a couple last-minute graduating seniors that had no real concrete plan on what they wanted to do or where they wanted to go or major in. So I was able to get a pair of recruits then, but the big thing for me, having 20 I would love to have 40-plus each and every year. So that's one of the goals for me right now, is getting more awareness on our campus as far as that, and bringing a lot of young, high-energy men and women to campus, and kind of getting the ball rolling for that here in Asia.
You know, I noticed that some of the teams that we've participated against this year have been more, you know, like universities and colleges that our school plays in other sports, where previously, if I remember right, our esports were connected with the ECAC, I thought, for a few years. And so we're not connected with that anymore. And who are we connected with in terms of leagues or affiliations?
Yeah, so last year we were attached to ECAC. We actually switched it up this year when I took over here in July. ECAC is a good conference. Nothing against it. It's a little bit smaller as far as exposure in the competition level. The NACE is what we're in now, NACE.
Right.
That is where a lot of the big name programs and the big dogs kind of are. So Northwood, Akron, Harrisburg, some of those other schools, that's where they are. That's where they compete at. So for me, you know, a big thing is I'm extremely competitive. So if my 10-year-old, if he wants to play Uno, I don't expect to ever lose at Uno. So for me, I want to be able to have, you know, our teams compete at the highest level right away. And we'll take our lumps, you know, in this first year, which we have. We'll learn from it, but it's all about that exposure and kind of getting the right mindset right away. So NACE, you know, that's the big name league that we have right now that we're in. We're working on a couple other things for next year. But that was the biggest reason for the switch.
And can you let our audience know what the acronym NACE stands for?
Yeah. So National Association of Collegiate Esports.
Okay. And, you know, and I did know that. Because I did know that. And
you got the base level, which is important. You understand what it is.
Right, right. And I remembered, you know, after I left, you know, the one coach wanted to go to ECAC or whatever, but I guess what I'm asking is NACE is the overriding, I guess you would like to say, like the NAIA, NCAA, the governing body for esports. Is that right?
I don't even want to put it in that terminology necessarily. There are, and that is one of the things with esports being relatively new at the collegiate realm. There are so many avenues. Everybody's kind of trying to get on board and get their slice of it. So ECAC is one entity. You have NACE. You have NECC, which is another one. You have the CENC. There are so many. NACE is the one that's been around for the longest.
Right.
I know when it first started out, their leadership and administration wasn't the best. So they've made some changes, which I think has improved it quite a bit, and that was a big reason for wanting to get into it. And we'll kind of see how it plays out this year and kind of and work around that.
Well, one of the good things, I think, and I've just looked at the, you know, the results and tried to follow them. You know, a lot of the schools, like in the WAC, we've played, I think, Clary, Lawrence Tech, Lourdes, Aquinas, to name a few. We played some GLIAC schools, Northwood, Ferris, et cetera, even, you know, some, you know, Akron University in Illinois in some of these games. I guess my question is, and I don't want to get too, you know, tied up into the minutia of this stuff, but I just curious, eligibility-wise, do you go by what standards? I mean, do you do like regular, like we do with the rest of our sports? Are there specific standards NACE has for our kids to be eligible?
Yeah. So for me, and that was another thing, I'm not extremely old. I'm only 28, but I'm like very much old school, right? So for me, you're a student athlete. You're not an athlete student. So when I ran the program at the high school level, none of my players could compete if they had anything under a C. So a D, you're no good. And the only reason for that is because that means you're not taking care of what's most important. Now, I get it for having a hard class, understandable. But here on campus, we have the writing center. We have these mentors. We have all these programs that won't allow you to fail, right? So for me, my biggest thing, if any of my players have anything under that 70%, they're suspended until it comes up. So for us, we have weekly grade checks. We have study tables twice a week. We have all of these avenues for you to make sure you're a student athlete and you take care of business. So last year, before I got hired in July, the GPA for the program was a 2.89, which was one of the lowest four on campus. We had midterms 2 weeks ago. Our GPA right now is a 3.4. So I think a lot of that is them getting back into class. Obviously, you know, the COVID situation and doing it online didn't help, but also being held accountable, knowing that this is why you're here. The esports program, that's just a caveat. That's extra on top. But you're here for that degree. You're here for that piece of paper. So as long as they understand that, it makes it a lot easier to do everything else we're looking to accomplish.
Yeah, that's great, Coach, and congratulations on that. Early on, I know one of the issues they had is they were playing people at all different time zones, you know.
Right.
Like there are times our men and women would be playing real, real late because, you know, they're playing somebody out west. Has that all
for
been
sure.
kind of regulated now? Or
yes, and that is one part of NAIS. So they actually have it split up. So they have it Midwest, West, and then like the Texas bracket.
Gotcha.
So we're actually in the Midwest, so all of our games, unless something crazy happens and we have to reschedule or push it forward or push it back, we usually always compete at 7. So it makes it easier. So that way, like you said, you're not in those real late-night grinds.
Right.
Obviously, if there's a tournament, like maybe a one-night tournament or a weekend tournament, and we get pretty far into it and we have to compete a little bit later, that's, you know, an anomaly or an extenuating circumstance. But for the most part, we're in that 7 to 8 prime time range to where we get started.
So talk about your team. You know, you came in late, and you know, so you have around, you know, 20 kids. So what are – I know that we offer a number of games, but what are the Saints actually participating in now? I see that, you know, from the results, but how do we have, and if you could talk about each game and how many kids it takes to play that game, if you don't mind helping us out. And then,
we can get.
And then, you know, how many teams you might have, you know, that type of stuff.
For sure. Yeah. So as you know, as I mentioned, you know, we have in our catalog, we have a number of games. The games that we're competing in currently, we just finished up with the NAIS split for Rocket League and Overwatch. We initially had an Overwatch team. We had one of our student athletes who was academically ineligible, so they were suspended, which kind of put our team on pause, and we ended up having to withdraw from that title. But Rocket League, we've gone for the entire NAIS semester, and then we just finished up NAIS, and we just finished up our WAC regular season. So we're actually getting ready for our WAC tournament, which is this Saturday at Aquinas. That's going to be our first in-person tournament of the year. We actually visited Lourdes a couple weeks back for a head-to-head matchup, and then they came to campus prior to that.
Oh, that's
so we'll
great.
Have that tournament. Sorry, go ahead.
I know, is Rocket League like a three-person team? Is that right?
It is, yeah. So it's soccer with cars is what
okay.
It is, and it's 3v3.
Okay, that's what I – and Overwatch is – isn't that 4 or 5?
Now, Overwatch – so there, the original Overwatch that is out now, that is 6v6. And then three different categories. They have tanks, they have healers, and then they have DPS, or the damage carries.
Wow.
And then they're working on Overwatch 2. I don't know when they'll drop it. They said they'd drop it next year, then maybe it's not. But that will be 5 players.
Okay, so they may change. So what is you had mentioned something, or I looked on our schedule. I thought I saw a Hearthstone result too. Tell
For
us
sure. So
what?
we do have a Hearthstone team that is 3v3 as well.
Right.
It is a card game, essentially a tabletop card game. A lot of strategy involved in when to play certain things, counteracting spells, and essentially, you go against another opponent that has 30 health points, and the key to it is just to eliminate theirs before they eliminate yours, pretty much. So we had a tournament that we were in a couple weeks back. We had lost the first two, ended up swapping out and taking the next two, putting us at 2-2, and then out of those last couple, we went 1-2. So we ended up 3-4. out of 189 teams, which put us at 100 out of 189.
That's great.
Which was pretty decent considering where we were last year and kind of how we started off the season.
So, you know, getting back to those three, and those are the three we're kind of embroiled or involved in right now, right, with our teams?
Yes, of course.
All right, so, and you were mentioning Overwatch is evolving and changing, but give me an example of how long an Overwatch, Rocket League, and Hearthstone event take.
Yeah, so usually in our head-to-heads for Rocket League, it's usually a best of five. Each game is about 5 minutes, obviously with stoppages for goals scored and everything. Usually looking at about a half an hour, depending on if every game goes 5 minutes. If they go overtime, it takes a little bit longer, but usually about a half an hour for those. Overwatch can be at the low end about 30 minutes, about 25 to 30 minutes. At the high end, it could take about an hour. In Hearthstone, you're looking at another best of five type scenario. Each game could take 10 to 15 minutes, so that's an hour as well. So Rocket League is definitely the quickest game, the quickest title that we have, aside from Smash. Smash is way quicker, and it's 1v1 for the most part.
Okay, so, Coach, and you had mentioned earlier that on our plan, so to speak, is, you know, about seven or eight games. How do you as a coach, you know, keep – are you an expert in all these games? How do you help the kids, in other words?
Right, and that is one thing for me in particular. That's one thing, and I think a stigma that kind of comes into play with esports in itself. When you hear this terminology about a head coach or – you know, in that realm, I don't know any director of an esports program that is an expert in every game that they have.
Right.
For the most part, you know, those big programs, and the way that I've kind of have grown into understanding it, the esports ecosystem itself is a lot like normal athletics. So for us, obviously, we have Coach Sojabek, who is the head of all athletics, and then you have every sport underneath it, within the umbrella. Essentially, for esports, it's the same kind of levels to it. So in essence, big picture for me, as a director, I would love to have assistant coaches who are official experts for each individual title, because it makes it way easier, right?
Right, right.
And you know, Coach Smith, you understand it from that standpoint, because you were the coach here for so long, there are so many different avenues for each title, and they all have their own unique spin on it. It makes it hard to put it all in one box for one person.
Right.
So for me, you know, Overwatch is not – Overwatch and Smash, I would say, are the two that I'm not as well-versed in. League of Legends, Hearthstone, some of the other titles, those are the ones I really can hone in on. But the thought process of it kind of all entangles itself together.
So the goal would be almost, you know, like the sport you played, football, you have people that coach the offensive line, the defensive line, and the secondary.
Definitely.
And you need some people – that could help you, that you're directing, you know, is what I'm hearing. You know, do you have anybody helping you now? Or
no, and that was, you know, and that was a part of starting so late. You know, we're granted a GA, but starting in July, I wasn't able to find the right fit for somebody to kind of get rolling, which I don't think is a bad thing year one, because it gives me the opportunity to really dive in and put the hours in to kind of get the program exactly where I needed to go and to find the right people. So, you know, year one is just me. This next fall, I have a couple GAs in mind. But the biggest thing, you know, at the grand scheme of it, if we're successful, you know, the things that we need, they will come. So I've made it a point. I don't ask Coach Sojabek for anything. I make sure I stay in my lane. You know, and when we start to get the results that I'm here for, that's when I can kind of, you know, start knocking on doors and everything.
Coach, we got to take a break, so we want you to hang on to the line. I just got to tell you, I'm so pleased that you're on the show tonight, because esports are so huge, and I got a number of questions, but Coach Smith is going to talk to you some more after the break. But, you know, you'll just have to help me out, because they're probably going to be dumb questions that I'm going to ask you. But if you
No such thing, my man.
Okay. Well, you just hang on the line. We got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 and 965 The Cave. We are right in the middle of our show, and we've got Stephen Robinson. He is the I guess, director slash coach of the esports program here at Siena Heights. And so I don't think you were finished with him, were you, Coach?
No, Coach. This has been I'm so appreciative of getting to know you and hearing your plans and everything. And I want to just step back for a second personally. You said that you came to Siena to play football. Did you play for us, and for how many years, and what position did you play?
Yeah, so Coach Cone actually recruited me from Elkhart as a receiver. I'm not that tall, you guys. I'm pretty short, so I was one of the fast guys.
Right.
So got recruited as a receiver, was a part of that first initial inaugural season
right here
at Siena Heights. So was a part of that team, ended up switching over to help out on the coaching video end a little bit as the seasons went on for my junior and senior year, got my degree, and then, you know, came back 6 years later.
Right. And have you ever heard of Siena Heights before you visited? So Coach just got you through a referral or from a coach, or did he see you play through a video or something?
Yeah, had Coach Cone and I not connected at all, I would never have even heard of Siena Heights. So, you know, that was a big blessing. And I think for him, you know, he went to U of Indy, obviously was recruiting in the area of Indiana. We weren't super far away. So we had, you know, got a chance to kind of talk throughout the season, and I was able to come on a visit when they were building everything. So that was an opportunity for me to kind of get to know him one-on-one and kind of get the nuts and bolts of what Siena Heights is and what makes it a great campus and a great place.
Well, you know, it's funny because we have had a number of outstanding football guys from Indiana, and now I'm going to throw it to you a little bit on your plans for recruiting. And first of all, I want you to tell us what, you know, how you plan to do it. But you obviously built a pretty successful e-sport program at your high school. Are there many of those around?
So when I created my program in Indiana back in 2018, we were one of the first in the state of Indiana, and we actually helped as one of the founding directors for ISIN, which is the Indiana High School Esports Network, the state association. So we were, you know, one of the first ones to kind of help get that rolling and really make some headway that way. You know, we were able to, while I was there, those 3 years I was there, I was able to get 7 kids scholarships to college. So that was when we were starting to figure out how big it actually could be. So there weren't a ton. There are a lot now. So 3 years went by really fast, and now I feel like every high school in Indiana has one now or is working towards getting one.
How are we in the Lenawee County area as far as esports participation at the high school level?
So Adrian actually has one, or did have one at one point in time. I've been working on kind of figuring out a way to get it up and running and sustainable, whether that be, you know, sharing the space or not sharing, but allowing the opportunity to compete from here and kind of building some connections with those student athletes there. Because, I mean, to be quite honest, the biggest thing, I think, recruiting-wise, is to be able to win that battle recruiting from home. Because, you know, we're not the only, I would love to be, but we're not the only university or college in Adrian. So we're always going to be competing from that standpoint. So, you know, Adrian High School, they have a program, and I think the biggest thing is maintaining it and getting some people in place that want to see it grow and succeed.
You know, Coach, again, I really applaud your efforts, and you're educating a lot of us tonight, and it's really exciting because like this weekend, for example, you're saying, you know, you've done some campus, some, you know, back and forth with Lords and a few people, but you're heading up to Aquinas. That's got to be exciting because I know in the East, you know, the esports world, these events are really tapped into, and a lot of people can watch them. Is that right? Online and whatnot?
Right. And this, you know, everybody loves being able to compete in their own arena and in their own space, but there is something different, you know, with every sport, you know, being able to compete with people there. and being able to hear them and see your competitors face to face and kind of build those connections and network, like that's a different ballgame. That takes the intensity to another level. And I know, you know, my team's excited about it. I'm super excited to kind of, you know, to pick brains of other directors and kind of see what's working for them. Some of them have been in their positions for a couple years. Some of them are new just like I am. So we're able to kind of to figure out what the next step is for not only our conference. You know, this is our first season for the WAC actually being a part of esports. So seeing, kind of figuring out what works best for us moving forward and how to keep Michigan at the forefront of esports as a state.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, it's your hope to double the size of the team. That's going to be, it has to be one of or close to one of the largest teams on campus, right? If you've got 40 student athletes competing in the esports area.
That's my low end number. Like that's if I have a bad year, that's what I want my number.
Okay.
For me, you know, and with that, like you said, with that number of 40, that would put us as the third largest athletic program on campus behind Coach Scooter with soccer and Coach Cohn for football. Maybe Coach Bauer with track. He might be close to that number as well. But aside from that, you know, and again, like I said, Siena Heights, you know, when I took over, we weren't a well-known esports program. That's not what people come to Siena Heights for, right? And for me, that's a big reason why I wanted to come is to change that culture. And I think the biggest thing is providing that awareness. Nobody like Coach Smith had asked me, I would never know what Siena Heights was had I had not had that connection. So my standpoint on the recruiting aspect is building that connection. Like it's November. I've probably talked to 1,000 students already. And that's early.
Wow.
I would love to triple that number before December is over, and we'll see kind of what happens. But getting those young individuals on campus and letting them get those opportunities that myself and you guys weren't afforded, you know, when we were younger, that's important. And I think that's what will separate us from a lot of schools around us.
You know, one other thing we hadn't really touched on, I wanted to ask you about, to talk to our audience about, is the eSports Studio in Dominican Hall. And how is that going? And you know, just tell us all about your space and what you like about it, what you'd like to see improved about it, and et cetera.
Of course. So, you know, again, when they started the program and kind of started figuring out what would work best and everything, that was a couple years in its infancy. So there weren't a ton of college, universities, and programs that had their spaces, so there wasn't a lot to go off of, right? So when they kind of started their program here, you know, they had a space laid out, they had a vision for it, and I think it fit the bill well for starting out, right? So we have our own arena. Our arena holds 30 computers, have TVs lined up along the wall to pinpoint and show different monitors and different games playing at the same time simultaneously. So I think it's important, you know, for VOD reviews and streaming and everything like that. For me, you know, and again, this is kind of what I touched on earlier, I don't ask for a lot because when it's time to ask for stuff, I'm going to ask for the big things, right? So for me, you know, the grand scheme of it is expanding, and a lot of that is the majority of that will be placed on my shoulders and making sure I'm able to get the right numbers and we're able to be successful, right? Because, you know, at the end of the day, college is a business standpoint as well, when we want to be able to hit our numbers and provide those opportunities. So for me, the big thing is getting the right kids in, making sure they're able to enjoy themselves and grow as people, and then expand the program in that same sentence, in the same essence.
You know, that's one thing I was somewhat involved in the infancy of it. Again, I wasn't, you know, Coach Siljabic handled the initial search and all that, but I remember going down to Lord's two or three times to talk to their people and look at their site. But
right.
What I'm hearing you say is, you know, if things go as you plan, we're going to need more space, you know, and obviously.
That's what's going to happen, for sure.
And that's a good problem to have,
of course,
for sure. And And, you know, I'm learning so much, but I'm just so excited to hear how hard you're working on the recruiting end, because as we all know now, that is, you know, all our schools, we battle for students and we give them an opportunity through their sport. Like, you got an opportunity to play a little football and whatnot and became an educator, teacher and whatnot. And that's what we offer, and that's what we're in the business of doing. So congratulations again. I want to ask you one more question. I know John will have a few more. The young man we're supposed to talk to, he's probably wondering where we're at right now. Corwin
he's
Allen.
Right next to me.
Oh, good, good. Tell us a little bit about him, you know, and we do talk to him.
Definitely. So Corwin Allen, he's a freshman of mine. He actually was getting recruited by JK as well to play baseball, so he's a dual sport athlete here at Shenandoah Heights.
Wow.
Super intelligent dude, like very well-mannered, pretty quiet, considers himself a chess guru. So, you know, he brings a competitive element to the campus and into my program. You know, for me, like I said, starting late, I wasn't able to recruit a lot of student athletes, but he kind of fits the bill of, you know, what I want to expand on. And those are those young, hungry individuals who want to be successful, who want to put the work in, but also know that there are things outside of our sport and of our program that we can't control and that we need to invest ourselves in, right? So he fits that mold. He's definitely a saint. You know, he's gonna do great things for the campus. He's going to do great things for our program. And I think he's going to be a stud for JK moving forward, too.
Yeah, one of the questions I got, how often, do you practice? And if so, how often do you practice?
Yeah, so that was one of the funny things. And I think one of the things that I had to make sure to put in front of the program right away, you know, because last year COVID hit, so practice times were all over the place. You have a handful of young adults who have full-time class loads that go to school from 12 to 3 or 8 to 11, so their times are all different. So for us, you know, for me, sitting down, getting the schedule of every player, we have to figure out, hey, this is when this team can practice, this is when Overwatch can practice, and then kind of figuring it out. So we practice every day, Monday through Friday, and then obviously there is open lab on the weekend. So they're able to come in here as long as they need to, as long as they want to kind of grind. I have a player currently, Kyle. He's a freshman as well. He's here. He's probably in the arena more than I am over the weekend. So our room opens up at about 8 o'clock on the weekends. He's here from probably about 10 a.m. to about 2 a.m. On and off, just playing, you know, and perfecting his craft. Because that's why he's one of the kids. That's why he's here. He's here to compete. He's here to get his degree, but he wants to compete just as bad, right? So those practice times are set, but they are also open lab times for you to be in there as much as you want. Because, to be honest, that's those high-level programs like Akron, Northwood, Lords, they're able to do that. They want you to be able to compete. They want you to improve so you have the resources to do it, right? So that's practice times are set, but they're always more time to practice.
You know, I'm going to ask a really dumb question right now.
I like it.
But I can't help it, you know, because I don't have any idea how this works exactly. So can you tell me, is thumb speed important or it's not really relevant at all?
You say thumb speed?
Thumb speed, yeah.
Thumb speed. So the majority of my players, they actually use keyboard and mouse. So they use their thumbs, but they use a lot of their other fingers just as much. So like their index finger, ring finger, middle finger, they use all of them, right? So that hand-eye coordination is super important, which is why, you know, whenever I hear the argument about people saying, you know, esports isn't a legitimate sport or whatever the case, you're right, it's not traditional. I never have to worry about one of my kids getting a concussion and getting knocked out. You're absolutely right. But I do know for a fact that their hand-eye coordination and their fine motor skills have to be in tune at all times, or it can cost them a match, a tournament, championship rings, banners. It can, like, there's no difference in that. So not a dumb question at all. I think that's probably one of the best ones.
Yeah, okay. I got one more question before the break, and we get to Corwin, did you say?
Yeah, Corwin, yeah.
Yeah, Corwin, yep.
Yeah. The question is, What is, in your opinion, what is the main thing that helps your student athletes become better, improve?
Yeah. So, you know, for me, and this, I was actually talking to a player about this earlier today. For me, when I took over, that first week I took over, after, you know, getting some things situated, I sat down, and I do it every year. I wrote down a list of 10 goals that I wanted to kind of accomplish this first year. And I'll do it every year until I retire, which, God willing, I'm here as long as Coach Smith was, and we kind of make some stuff happen, right? So for me, my biggest goal, my last one that I wrote down, was improving and making every player that I have and I interact with a better person at the end of the day. So, and I think at a place like Siena Heights, that is super important, and that brings about the biggest change. Because we're not a huge school, we're not U of M, where you have a classroom or a campus of 60,000 people, every interaction you have is going to be super important. That interaction you have with that student could alter the course of their life for the next 20 years. So for me, and being a parent, not being too much older than they are, but being 10 years older, like, I'm able to understand both sides. So I want them to know, hey, Coach Rob is super supportive in our decisions. He wants us to be successful, but he also will get into us and chew us out if needed, because he sees we're not living up to the expectation. So I think being honest, you know, being transparent, but above all, like, telling them you love them, I think is important. For me, and I do it every night, and I know my players laugh at me, but it's important, and it's a habit that I've built. Every night before I leave the arena, I don't care who's in there, I say bye, I love you, and I leave. I do it every night, right? And some of these players I've known for 3 months, some I've known for 3 years. But the thing is, making that a habit and letting them know that you care makes them more willing to care about what's going on in front of them. And I think that's important.
All right, Coach. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Corin will be up, and we'll talk some more. And I'm sure with Coach Robinson, he might chime in a little bit along with Corin. So stay tuned. It's been a fabulous show so far. We're looking forward to finishing up. We'll be right back.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan. Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now, because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. John Kane, Fred Smith, and we're going to welcome in Corwin Allen. You out there, Corwin?
Yes, I'm here. What's up?
Okay. Great to have you on the show. We're going to talk some esports. Boy, you're going to be able to educate me like beyond I can believe, but we'll let Coach Smith start the ball rolling.
Corwin, this is Coach Smith. I'm a retired athletic director, coach at Siena, and it's great to have you on. First, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from. Have you played esports long? Just kind of tell us all about yourself.
Okay. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, so it's a little bit of a drive from there to here at Siena. I've been playing video games for a while now, but I never really thought about playing it competitively until my friends were talking to me about it. It's like, hey, you're actually pretty good. Maybe have you ever thought about doing anything? And at first I was like, oh no, I think I'll just keep playing for fun. But then when I came here and heard about esports, and basically the rest is history, I'm here now. So yeah.
Are you a freshman, Corwin?
Yes, I am.
That's what it says on the roster there, and we got to do a little bit with our site. We got to know more about you guys. You know what I mean? So how did you, get attracted to Siena Heights? What led you here?
Well, I was always looking for a place that I could go to make sure, obviously, I could go and get a pretty good education. And from hearing about here and just going through visits and all that, I basically was like, yeah, this is pretty good for what I want to do for biology, and then figured out that they also had an esports program. So
that was my next question. You kind of answered it. So you were hoping to major in science or biology, and do you have a goal in mind, or how's that going for you?
I want to be an oncologist.
Okay, wow, congratulations. So how's that going for you? I being here 44 years, I know how tough that program is. How you doing so far?
I'm doing pretty good so far, just basically staying on top of schoolwork and managing time well, just trying to make sure I study hard and just work hard in general, just trying to, stay consistent with grades and all that.
Well, that's great. So tell us about your e-sport game or games that you participate in this year for the Saints.
For the school, I participate in Rocket League.
Gotcha. And have you ever played Rocket League before you came to Siena?
Yes, I actually have played it. It was about, I started playing it a year
wow.
before I came to Siena for it, so.
How many do we have, and you know, you're talking to John and I, we're a little naive here, so just bear with us. How many Rocket League teams does Siena have? Just one, or he did say they're just one, because there are three, just one. So how has your team done, and how, you know, do you think, and you're still playing?
Yeah, we're still playing. Well, I think Coach might have mentioned it about starting the playoffs here soon.
Yes, up in at Aquinas.
Tournament play and all that stuff.
Great.
But regular season, I mean, this is the newest program here for the esports. We're all, the three of us that are starting, we're all freshmen. So facing all these people, we've been faced with some adversity. I mean, we're playing against people that have been playing with each other for like 2, 3, 4 years with each other. Lots of playing against juniors and seniors. And I mean, we've only known each other in person for about a few months. So it's kind of hard when, you know, you just have to build more team chemistry and just work a lot harder together.
How do you do that? And John talked a little bit about Coach, about practice. And, you know, he told us a lot, you know, about the open door policy but how often does your Rocket League team meet, and how do you develop that chemistry you're hoping to overcome by only knowing each other so long?
Yeah. So, well, one thing is honestly just being around each other more, acting like a team, you know, just doing things together and trying to build that team chemistry. But we also practice together pretty much. It's like we have scheduled practices 5 days a week with each other.
Right.
But we go in there all the time and just like, hey, we should play together, try and get better, you know?
Oh, that's just so cool to hear. And, when you said you had played video games or in the past, what led you to Rocket League about a year ago?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. I mean, I've seen clips of it online, and I'm a big sports guy already.
Right.
So I was like, oh, soccer, but it's car soccer. It's like a sports game.
Right.
So, and my friend also downloaded it and was like, hey, we should play this game. I was like, I'm not very good at it, but all right, I'll try. And so I just played with him that one day, and ever since then I've never really stopped playing. I love the game a lot, so and I just want to get better at it.
Tell us about your two teammates and their names, where they're from, and what years they are at school.
So Lucas is my teammates, I don't know why I'm describing where they sit. That's just natural for me.
Right.
They sit right next to me in person. But Lucas, his name in-game is Synth. But he's from around here in Adrian. He's pretty good. I mean, he's really nice. I mean, he's really quiet like me. But super nice, and he works hard. I mean, like really hard. I know he's practicing all the time and trying to get better as well, you know, just like the rest of us are. So.
And who is the third team member?
Kyle.
Okay.
So Kyle is the one that's in here all the time, just grinding constantly. He has really high work ethic, and he's an ultra-competitive person. Always is looking for ways to outdo the competition, just, you know, wanting to get better every single day, always playing all the time.
So Lucas Dix and Kyle Gagnon then, right? I'm looking right on the website here, and as I say, we got to do a better job with pitchers and getting to know you guys a little bit more from the website, because that's important for people like John and I who are a lot older than you. That's what we learn how to use it too. But congratulations. I'm going to let John ask you a few questions as we wrap up, and just really enjoyed talking to you, and best of luck. Is it this weekend up at Aquinas?
Yes.
Good. Go get them, and I'm going to turn you over to John.
Okay, Corin, I got a few questions that might seem kind of dumb, like the thumb speed one I've already put out there. But one of the things we hear about high school athletics, it's about how important it is to be a multi-sport athlete. Now, do you ever play a different kind of game, another game, one to maybe give you a kind of a break and a change of pace, but also something that can maybe help you with your overall skills outside of that one game that you're concentrating on?
Yeah, okay. So I like to play a variety of games, but all of them, as long as they're competitive games that, you know, you're playing against different people, there's a goal that you're trying to accomplish, I feel like that's another good thing to balance and put in there, because I don't want to get burnt out on Rocket League, just like the same as any other sport. I don't want to get burnt out on it. And playing another game, one, it helps you stay in that competitive mindset. Just no matter what you do, you want to be competitive and try and win. But it could, depending on what game you play, it could build skill sets for your main game. So,
can you tell me for people that are like really new to these games, what you consider? How long do you think is the learning curve before somebody might be able to become competitive?
Well, it really depends on it. It goes from person to person. Some people are just naturally pretty good at video games and can learn things pretty quickly. Others, it might be more of a grind. And just like real sports, I mean, some people are just like gifted where they can just pick up things really quickly. Others are just going to have to practice and practice and practice. I mean, that's just how it is. So it really does vary person to person, depending on how long it takes for them to become competitive and what they would have to do.
So you mentioned practice. That was one of my other questions. When you practice, are you practicing against another Saints student athlete, or are you practicing against someone online, or are you practicing against the computer?
Oh, you can do a variety of things. You could practice against computer. You could practice online. You can practice against your teammates. But what we like to do the most is have the three of us play on the same team, because we're going to practice like we play, all of us on the same team, and we play online against people so that we can, like I said before, all about building that team chemistry and just being able to know how someone's going to react in the situation and getting used to each other. So we prefer, especially right now with us being so young, we prefer to play with each other online against other people.
So that's how you do it. Do you know the identity of the other person, or is it just a pseudonym that they use when they're online?
Well, so sometimes we play online against random people from all over the country. That's how the game matches us against people. But other times we'll set up scheduled and organized scrimmages that we'll play against like certain other schools or certain other people that we know. And, yeah.
Well, Corwin, I want to thank you for being on the show with us. We want to wish you and Coach Robinson all the best with the esports program at Siena Heights.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here for this evening. Remember, come back and tune in once again at 6 o'clock each night. State Sports Weekly, Monday night here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.